This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The U.S. Senate has taken the first step towards allowing oil drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. By a vote of 51-49, senators kept a provision in the budget that paves the way for drilling. But opponents and supporters alike agree it will be a long time before this issue is finally resolved. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Supporters of oil drilling along the edge of the Alaska Refuge say they've been fighting for 24 years. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, a relative newcomer to the Senate, said yesterday's vote was not just a victory for her state.
This is a victory for us as Americans, as we talk about the ways that we move forward to provide for energy security, economic security, and environmental security.
For environmentalists, it was a bitter defeat and an indication that a majority of the Senate now approves of drilling. At issue are some 1.5 million acres in the 19-million-acre refuge. Supporters of drilling say they'll need even less space with modern technology, claiming the footprint of drilling will take up the same space as a large airport. Opponents argue there is plenty of non-protected land in that same area and say, why not drill there? Connecticut Democrat Joseph Lieberman.
95% of the North Slope in this part of Alaska is open for exploration, oil exploration, and potential drilling. We drew a line. Our predecessors drew a line. This 5% should be preserved as a wildlife refuge, if you will, a small piece of Eden.
Supporters of drilling scoff at the notion ANWR is a paradise, the dark side of the moon, Republican George Allen of Virginia called it. Republican Senator Larry Craig of Idaho was equally incredulous.
I'm always amazed when someone takes the coastal plain of Alaska, where today it might be 60 below and the wind may be 40 miles an hour, and call it an Eden. Well, that is not my vision of Eden. I'm not to suggest it is not a rare place. It is. It is unique to the world, and we recognize that, and all of the environmental safeguards are in place.
It's unclear just how much oil may be under the tundra. Government estimates range from 5.6 billion to 16 billion barrels. Opponents of drilling say it's a small amount. They say the oil companies themselves aren't much interested in drilling in ANWR, and that several have said they're no longer considering the idea. Democrat Barbara Boxer of California argued that the nation could easily conserve as much, if not more, oil than ANWR is capable of producing.
51 votes, they open this up. For what? For maybe 6 months' worth of oil. If we close the SUV loophole, we said SUVs over time should get the same amount of mileage as cars, we'd have 7 ANWR fields over 40, 50 years. So we don't need to do this.
But supporters of drilling said this is hardly the time to be ruling out potential sources of energy. They noted the uncertainty of oil supplies in the Middle East and elsewhere. They pointed to the recent spike in oil prices and what Americans are paying at the pump to fill up their cars. Mississippi Republican Trent Lott said it was time to act.
When are we going to learn? The price of a barrel of oil, $54 a barrel. Gasoline is somewhere close to $2, in some areas as much as, I think, $2.16 a gallon. Venezuela made it clear recently they'd like to cut us off completely. We're dependent on the very volatile part of the world for our oil supply. Probably 60% of our energy needs are supplied by oil. And yet in America, even in this remote area of Alaska, we're saying we can't drill and produce more oil and gas.
But despite yesterday's victory for drilling supporters, no one is counting on drilling to begin anytime soon. Supporters got the ANWR provision in the budget resolution to avoid a filibuster, something drilling opponents have successfully used in the past. But any number of issues could still sink the budget, so both sides are girding up for a long fight. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.